producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And Dr. Joy Brown here in this hour of the program, along with Kenny Kessler, who's monitoring social media for trends here, there, and everywhere. Our quote of the day today comes from the Communist China News Agency. It says, golf clubs, one of the things recently banned. Apparently, they're not in line with the moral and ethical code of the Chinese. So you can't play golf in China. You can't have golf clubs in China. They have been outlawed.
They
have banned them. No more golf clubs. Chinese. This is going to lead to a revolution. Remember the revolution of 1948? There's going to be a revolution of 2015 in China because they can't play golf.
No, they can't play golf.
It's just because they can't use golf clubs.
How do you play golf without golf clubs?
Come on, folks. Just play with a baseball bat.
That's a good idea. How about a crochet mallet?
How about a highlight frown?
I've never understood that. You play highlight is in Florida more than any place else, right?
Well, New Hampshire is where I first saw it.
Really? But I don't think they play it there. Not anymore.
I don't know.
There used to be a big highlight place in Connecticut. Who, now that I think about it?
Yeah.
Where is their highlight now? Anybody know? 888-302-3684. This could be the most important question of the day. So from our quote of the day to the thought of the day, Johnny Carson, who would have been 90 today, said, talent alone won't make you a success. Neither will being in the right place at the right time unless you're ready. Most important question is, are you ready? Roberta, are you ready?
I'm ready, boss.
Are you ready, Dr. Joy Brown?
I was born ready.
Kenny, are you ready?
I've been ready for so long, I can hardly stand it.
All right, let's find out what's going on with Donald Trump. He did a rare about-face yesterday, deleting a tweet he retweeted and suggested that genetically modified corn crops were creating issues in the brain for Iowa voters.
Ooh.
A young intern, he said, was to blame. He apologized. Well, I'm trying to take this apart. I'll parse it a little bit. There is, using genetically modified foods may be an issue for your brain, in fact. So even though some Iowa farmers don't want to hear it, I do a program called The American Family Farmer, and this week, as well as I think pretty much the past month, we've been talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I kind of have a handle on this. We got a lot of new listeners in Des Moines this week, and I've asked on several occasions when we've talked about this, if you want to be heard, feel free to share with us at 888-302-3684, or you can email Doug at DougStephan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. Kenny, I think we've yet to hear anybody protesting what I've had to say about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, unless I'm wrong. Is there anything there?
No, nothing on that. About that Trump comment, though, it came about because he's now trailing in the polls. Carson is ahead of him in Iowa.
Really?
So that's what led him, that's what brought that comment about on his Twitter page.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you want to hear my prediction?
Yes.
Trump went online, I think day before yesterday, and said he's going to be less bombastic. That was the word he used. Which means, I don't think he ever intended to be president when he started this. I think he just wanted the attention he always wants,
mm-hmm.
and to publicize his programs and whatever. And then all of a sudden he's ahead in the polls. So then all of a sudden he's taking it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still the Donald. He's still making outrageous statements. Now he's viewing himself, I think, as a contender. So he's thinking, well, maybe I have to be a little more presidential.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen in the next couple of months is he's going to go back and forth between being bombastic and trying to be presidential. And once he stops being bombastic, his numbers are going to drop because that's the only reason people were paying attention to him to begin with.
Mm,
whether it's entertainment or people saying, well, we finally got an honest one, doesn't make any difference how people interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
His calling card was his outrageousness. Once that goes away, so will his campaign.
Okay, so So then, if that's the case, just to theorize for a second, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but if Ben Carson moves into the hot seat, and becomes the candidate, how would you think he would face off with Hillary Clinton? Because I think you saw yesterday in the Benghazi hearing, you looking at, in my opinion, whether I vote for or I don't vote for, I think you're looking at the next president. That's what yesterday was about. That's my read on it, anyway.
I tend to agree with you. I think she, whether you like her or didn't like her, she never lost her cool yesterday. No. She knew what she was doing. I thought she came across better than she often comes across as kind of icy, because
yeah,
she clearly
the ice queen.
Fed up
yep.
with people.
Yeah, right.
And she didn't. When she was talking about meeting the planes with the caskets in it, I mean, you broke her heart, and you had the sense that this was real.
Mm-hmm.
And
not just acting,
because
a lot of people think she's a great actress.
I mean, look, she ain't Meryl Streep. Let's face that. I mean, so come on. The point being,
that's the quote of the day so far. Hillary Clinton ain't Meryl Streep. Write that down, everybody. That's it. All right, keep going.
But the point is that people who said that this was just a political witch hunt were absolutely right.
Yeah, of course it was.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing. And so the thing is, if you go into a witch hunt and you come out looking like Meryl Streep, you're in pretty damn good shape.
Right.
You know?
Where it's Halloween time, where's that song, The Witch Doctor? Remember that song? The Witch Doctor. Bunga, bunga.
What about Love Potion Number 9?
Yes, that would be appropriate.
Can you imagine if Donald Trump had been the one at the hearing yesterday, if he had been in the hot seat
for
11 hours?
And then 11 minutes and not 11 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
They had bathroom breaks, right? And then they stopped for food or they bring sandwiches in. How did that work for 11 hours?
And they took a bunch of breaks.
And every time Mrs. Clinton, do they have private bathrooms for the stars? Like, do they have a general ladies' room?
I think they have a green room.
They have a green room for the important...
No, for people who are testifying.
I've told a story on the air several times. One of the times I was invited to the White House, I don't know if you may have been there, Joy, but not in this circumstance, it was during the Clinton administration. And I remember going into the White House to go to the men's room. And I went into the men's room, and there were a lot of people circulating outside, and as I was doing my business, one of the fellows that came in with me was married to Mrs. Clinton's chief of staff. I can't remember her name now, but I remember him, and I'm not trying to search his name. Big, tall, lanky guy. Very interesting, very smart
guy.
Not
the guy, Anthony Weiner.
No. This is an older fellow who was political behind the scenes. Anyway, he and I had known each other, so he and I were in the men's room, and a Secret Service guy walks into the men's room, looks around. 2 seconds later, Bill Clinton walks in and comes to
what would
do
you
it.
Like to tell us?
Business. So I'm on the end, and this other operative, I wish I could remember his name. I want to say David something. It's not really important to the story. He and Clinton obviously knows him well, and he's talking about the dastardly Republicans and how they're trying to screw up everything, and it was just an amazing conversation. And the only reason I bring it up now is because I was extraordinarily surprised to be one of three in the toilet with the President of the United States.
So what do you have to tell us about this?
Now I don't
need to know.
Oh, you mean what was the outcome of the conversation?
No,
I only brought it up because
I just wanted to know what you observed.
I didn't observe anything. I don't do that, but thanks for asking. I'm not John Wayne in the toilet, if that's what you're asking. This brings, when do people who are like this do their business? And certainly over 11 hours,
did you assume that if you were important, you didn't have to tinkle?
Well, no, but they are going to, you wouldn't think normally those people who at least present themselves as being important would go out into the toilet with the same people who are sitting in the back row. It's just, it doesn't seem to be good form. Oh, it's democracy, I see.
I just have to tell you that Rhode Island, Connecticut, Nevada, and Florida all had high lie in the 1900s.
Really?
Yeah. Or 1990s. There were 14 of them. They're now mostly in Miami.
All right. Well, thank you. In a moment, something else you're going to hear that will be important. Roberta Fasanelli and today's Queen of Cheap Report. That's up next here on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair, cleanse your scalp. scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order a Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game. And it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Many know Ed James as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And, of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed James, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of toaster time.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
All right, let's get to the depot so we can find out what takeaways we have with all of these special deals that you'll find in the Better Living box at DougSteffen.com. Roberta?
Well, if you love Amazon the way I love Amazon, here's something new. You can get same-day shipping. You heard me right. Same day. In other words, you order something on Amazon in the morning, hey, and you get it a couple of hours later. I don't know how they're doing this.
Drones! Drones!
It's got to be. The order has to be $35 or more, and you have to be in certain cities, like the big guys, Atlanta, Baltimore, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, New York City, Northern New Jersey, Orlando, Philadelphia, Phoenix, San Diego, San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. If you're in one of those cities, you can go join Amazon Prime and get the free one-day shipping on Amazon Prime. Otherwise, it'll just be, you know, the normal two-day shipping that you get free on Amazon Prime. And don't forget, you also get streaming, video streaming, kind of like Netflix-ish type of streaming.
You want to try that again?
Netflix-ish.
Yes,
you can borrow Kindle books for free. You can stream music free. So it's really kind of a great deal. And now you can get same-day shipping in these cities. Can you imagine? If you love Vaseline Intensive Care Lotion, how about some of it absolutely free? We have the coupon for you at DougSteffen.com. You have to go to the Better Living section, Queen of Cheap, and you'll find it there. If you ever bought any of the Kashi products, Kashi All Natural products, between May 3rd, 2008 and September 4th, 2015, well, how about this? You're entitled to a full reimbursement because of a class action settlement. You're supposed to have a receipt, but even if you don't, you can still file a claim and get a check up to $27.50. So we have all the information for you at DougSteffen.com. So even if you never bought it, you can say you did and get your $27.50.
Insane!
And we have a free calendar for you from the state of Virginia with flowers on it. All at DougSteffen.com.
This is what I always wanted, was a free calendar from the state. Are they Confederate flowers or are they like sort of normal American
flowers? They're normal flowers. All American flowers.
One after on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com.
When Rich gets back, he's going to try to take that away from him.
Really? You're going to have a hard time doing that because he's away. And this was a gift from the better half. I don't know. Well, actually, this was in a dog toy. And the dog tears everything apart. And what's but a lot of the toys that she gets for the dog have sounders in them. And this was a seasonal toy for the dog. And therefore...
Right, do you have a stash of Tickle Me Elmo sometimes?
I have. Wait a minute. Let's see. You even heard some of this other stuff? There you go. Yeah,
you
I have
take
my
the
stash.
Boy out of the bar, but yep. You can't take the bar.
Listen, I don't want to be too grown up. 25 past the hour, Warren Zevon starts our Halloween concert with Werewolves of London. And then there's good old Dave Edmonds. Remember the movie, you and I are the only ones old enough to remember the creature from the Black Lagoon, Joey?
I didn't actually ever see it. I just, you know, people would say you look like the monster from the Green Lagoon.
Well, it was this character dressed in a tin. He kind of looked like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz, except he had a tin hat over his head, as I recall. He walked out of the swamp carrying this woman. That's what I remember from the trailers. I didn't go see. Even when I was a kid, I didn't want to go see these guys.
And it wasn't Raquel Welch.
No, it wasn't. No. Kenny, you remember? You've probably seen some of the. There's a lot of posters from these things.
Oh, when I was a teenager, Creature Feature was on late at night on one of the movie channels. I saw all those old great black and white horror movies.
Oh, see, I watched Rod Serling. I've never forgotten the rocking chair that's rocking and there's
nobody
in it. Yeah. The living daylights out of me.
I remember when I was in college, there was a fellow who became the voice of ABC. But he was a character. He had a local television program in Cleveland, and he did Friday and Saturday night movies. And I'm trying to remember. His real name was Ernie Anderson. Do me a favor. Google Ernie Anderson and see what the name is that comes up of the character that he had, that he played on that television show that was in Cleveland, Kenny. Will you, just for a second, because it was perfect stuff, just like what Joy is just talking about there, just perfect stuff. All right, next tune in our concert here from the Classics 4.
Love can be little, the spooky little girl like you.
Hardly scary music. Fun things for Halloween.
A spooky.
Find out anything about Ernie Anderson? Google, Goulardi. Just came to me. See if you can find that. His name was Goulardi. The name he used on the air was Goulardi. It was because he was
Ernie Anderson.
What'd you say, Joy?
He's Paul Thomas Anderson's father.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Yahoolahan.
No, but the character he used on the show was Goulardi, and it was the ghoul was a play on some of these silly...
Oh, yeah, there it is, Goulardi.
Goulardi, you got it? Okay.
Yeah.
I remember it was that bad.
An H.
Yeah, I've thought about him for probably 25 years.
He was stationed in Guam.
He was what?
He was in the Navy, stationed in Guam.
Yeah, all right, so that's more than we needed to know, but thank you anyway. All right, the last song, John Fogerty here. I of the zombie.
I'm the zombie.
It's kind of like I had a tiger, except different.
Yeah.
All right, you want to get scared? When we come back in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about a disease that could kill 75 million people by 2050, and you've likely never heard of it. So we'll talk about that in the next half hour, amongst the other things of interest and importance here on a good day. Maybe interest, but not so important. 28 past the hour on good day.
I'm Joe Mantegna, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold. Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IVStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stories of the day that may have impact on you some more than others. Tuberculosis was a disease that I never encountered, never knew much about it, kind of like polio. People who are our age, Joy's age, my age, Roberta's age, we were afraid of polio when we were kids, and then we heard about the vaccine. What we didn't know is that polio had basically been eliminated the year before the vaccine came out, for whatever the reason, and I wondered about that as I saw this information, Joy, about tuberculosis, and it's coming back again. I guess I'm thinking about HIV. I guess the diseases of our era. In the 80s, we all got scared with the thought that we could get HIV from touching somebody who had AIDS or...
No, we didn't.
Having sex. I think some people did. I think the uninformed thought all
Maybe.
Kinds of things
Maybe.
About okay. HIV. That some were true just because you had the HIV and AIDS. Just because you had the HIV virus didn't mean you were going to automatically die of AIDS. It led to it. But there are a lot of people. Who's the famous basketball player whose name I can't
Magic
remember?
Magic Johnson.
Right. He had it, lived with it, played with it. People were afraid because supposedly the sweat that came out, you could get it with that sort of contact. I never knew really what the truth was, frankly. did you ever think you had a handle? Because there was so much scare, the fear that came about with misinformation. And I wonder if that's not the case with this story that's floating around this week about the highly infectious bacteria that causes TB and how it can spread in a tiny droplet of saliva, mucus. If you're infected with TB and you get and you're coughing and you hear somebody, the stuff, the TB bacteria is so strong it floats in the air and lives for hours, whereas most bacteria, when it's exposed to the air, dies. So about a third of the world's population has TB. Now, I say that advisedly because it doesn't mature, because we have strong immune systems to wall off the TB bacteria. Pretty much the same with cancer, whether you realize it or not. Most of us, have cancer cells floating around in our system. Free radicals, they're called. But unless you're doing something, you're eating way too much sugar, or you have in a lifestyle that is full of fear and worry and stress, these things come together. Because the mind does affect the body. And then there's just genetics. Sometimes you're unlucky enough to be born with a body that is more receptive to this sort of thing than others. I don't know that's the case with the TB, however.
TB is something that one of the reasons that AIDS is relatively hard to get is it's an anaerobe, that exposure to air kills it.
Right.
As opposed to tuberculosis, which is the opposite.
Right.
First of all, it can be transmitted via droplets, which is sneezing, that's originally why people weren't allowed to spit on the sidewalk, is tuberculosis.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
But tuberculosis has been around, and for example, when I was in medical school, you take the Tyne test, and I actually converted, because if you're around very poor people who have very bad nutrition and poor hygiene, they're likely to be carriers of tuberculosis.
Converted. What do you mean you converted?
The Tyne test shows whether or not you have the bacteria. I'm trying to remember TB. It turns purple on the slide.
Right.
But you have the virus in your. I think TB is actually a virus.
Mm-hmm.
You have it in your body. That you don't have an active case, mm-hmm. but that you converted. Your immune system recognized it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Tyne test does. It just sees it if you have antibodies.
Yeah. That's the important thing. Having a strong immune system is the solution to every health problem. Having a strong immune system. Most of the time, these things bother young babies because they don't have an enhanced immune system, or older people whose immune system has started to break down.
And people who don't have access to hygiene and nutrition.
Yep, so a lot of that. Yes.
If you go to an emergency room in any hospital, basically in America, you're going to very likely find people who have TB.
Okay.
But the point is that it's gotten, there's a resurgence of it, and mm-hmm. it's a stubborn little animal.
This is the premise, the reason I bring this forth is because I wanted to do an either or with you. I wanted you to think about the plan to combat this problem. There is a funding bill that's been set up by the White House to combat. The money would be used to combat in development of drugs or whatever it is, because mostly tuberculosis is resistant to pretty much every drug that's around now. And that's what makes it scary, because it has learned to mutate or change. And that's why, like, tuberculosis never went away. We developed drugs. You see, a lot of times you'll hear me talk negatively about the big drug companies. This is an example of big drug companies doing something that's worthwhile and helpful and important. But they can't, or haven't been able to, for whatever the reason. Maybe it's because there haven't been enough people that had TB, so there was no money in it, so they didn't do the research. Now, there's a concern that there is a problem here and it needs to get funded. And so the powers that be suggest it may not get funded. And one of the reasons is because we have to decide what our priorities are.
Yep.
The president who has a good rapport with some people and not with others. Not my favorite guy, but in terms of what he's done as a president, I think he did the right thing by vetoing the defense bill. $612 billion. There's so much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. The Government Accounting Office itself says that for $460 billion, if we got rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the Pentagon, you'd have the exact same coverage that you do now for close to $700 billion. So anyway, the president vetoes the bill, says he wants a better version, and he's got more priorities than yada yada. So where would we be better spending our money? Because it does come down to choices. It comes down to budgetary concerns. Are we better off spending the money on a wasted Defense Department that's so overcome with the military-industrial complex and what it is all about, versus the problem with tuberculosis that could kill 75 million Americans by the year 2050? Where do you put your money?
Well, and the answer is, how do you do it most effectively? I mean, certainly saying the government saying that the Pentagon's budget is inflated by 50% is a very scary.
Well, I don't think it's 50%, but
as they said, almost 7 and 420. I mean, that's 50%.
That's a lot of money. It's a lot of waste.
So that's number one. The reason that tuberculosis has become scary again, even though it never went away, and especially in the United States, is exactly what you implied before, which is people who are HIV, whose immune systems were compromised, allowed tuberculosis to really flower in countries that had, you know, that had poor hygiene, poor nutrition, and a lot of HIV.
Yep.
So, and as you point out, it's also drug resistant. Bacteria learns. So, and so the antibiotics, there are lots that still work, but they have to be used in conjunction. So then you get back to the drug companies and wanting the new drugs are very expensive to make, and they have to go through a lot of testing, and so it's a very expensive proposition. We did a story about 2 weeks ago that said the United States pays probably at least triple what the rest of the world pays for drugs, 16 times what the same drug would cost in Brazil.
Yeah, and about three or four times, five times some as it costs in Canada. Now people say, well, that's because there's a government health care up there. No, you can buy drugs that have nothing to do with the government from Canadian pharmacies.
Well, and Canada does not allow drug companies to go directly to consumers.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. In fact, when I have a bunch of stations in Canada, and if there's any drug, even aspirin, even over-the-counter stuff, they'll strip it out. You cannot go directly to consumers.
You mean they take the ad out of your program?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Dr. Joy Brown on the air, by the way, every day. You're familiar with her. She's been on the radio for a long time. Not as long as me, but close. From noon to 3 every day. You can go to drjoy.com to check out where she is and what she's talking about. Noon to 3 live every day. And I have the good fortune to have her here with me from time to time when we are missing the influence of an intelligent female. Joy is right there on the ready.
Or Richie.
He's not neither intelligent nor female. So
I decided to point that out.
Yes, thank you very much. All right. That was just a tease because he would love to the opportunity to take the same
Richie
shot at
and
me.
I have been friends for a long time.
Not as long as you and I have been friends. Let's get it straight.
That's true.
I don't think you would have known Rich if it weren't for me.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
You're absolutely true.
Right,
you've been my kind of rabbi in this industry for a long time.
I've saved the day. Here I am. Once
you have.
Again, I've saved the day. All right, let's see if we can save the day for people who are suffering
Mighty Mouse,
from high blood pressure. Mighty Doug to the rescue. Here it is, the story from Neogenis Labs with the tablets called Neo 40 that you take. This is preferred by some. The reason we started talking about it and not spending all of our time on Super Beats is because Super Beats is something that's sort of time release. Yeah, Super Beats is it's a powdery substance that comes from non-GMO beets. And the reason it's beets is because beets, it's been found through research, are the best way of creating nitric oxide in your body, which is the best way to open up your arteries and get the blood flowing to all of the areas of your body. You need blood everywhere to stay healthy. Your muscles, if you're working out, your brain, keep your brain working out all the time, all of your organs, everything needs attention, and that means it needs blood. blood. Plus, if you have high blood pressure, the opening up of the arteries brings the blood pressure down. So this is something that's inexpensive. It's a whole food drink that is so powerful that professional and Olympic athletes swear by it. It's more powerful, 20 times more powerful than any other vegetable or any other way you can get the delivery system to work on getting the blood around. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by Bank of America. Women small business owners are prioritizing their businesses, customers, and employees over themselves. According to Bank of America's Small Business Owner Report, 23% of women have never given themselves a raise, despite more than half working 50 hours or more a week. The sacrifices being made don't stop at raises. At least 27% have delayed or foregone compensation for as long as 2 weeks, and 37% have charged work-related expenses to their personal credit cards to cover the cost of doing business. Jill Calabrese-Bain, Bank of America Small Business Executive.
While both men and women business owners are making substantial sacrifices in their personal lives for the sake of their businesses, many women-owned businesses are recognizing the need to reward themselves in both their professional and personal lives for their hard work and commitment to their businesses, employees, and customers.
For more information and to view the 2015 Small Business Owner Report, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
48 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Joy Brown, Kenny Kessler, names in the news. Lamar Odom, magnificently recovering. He's in love with his wife again, and that's all the inspiration he needed, apparently. He's undergoing therapy.
Well, he also had two surgeries on his chest, which nobody has explained yesterday.
Well, is that because he had some blockage in his heart?
Apparently it's called Kardashian. I don't know.
I mean,
they didn't explain it.
Well, he's revived his vows with her, is he not?
Well, no, that isn't exactly what happened. Yeah. They had filed for separation, right, and the judge hadn't signed the papers yet, so they've withdrawn the papers.
Right. All right, speaking of withdrawing, you'll all be sad to hear that Lincoln Chafee is dropping out of the presidential race on the Democratic side, and it'll help you, for those of you who don't know who Lincoln Chafee is, you don't need to know now, so let's just keep moving. Don't need to know. am subject to criticism, too. Somebody said to me that I was a hypocrite. I have said we ought not to have any men on the ground in the Middle East, no matter where. We shouldn't have sent men to Iraq. We shouldn't have people in Afghanistan. Should never have done any of these things. Now we have servicemen sort of on the ground in ISIS territory, and a group went in to rescue some hostages that were going to be killed today by ISIS. I think there were 70-some-odd of them. Yeah. And one of the U.S. servicemen involved in this hostage rescue was killed. First American killed in combat there since the war. I have in my mind that this was appropriate because 70 lives were saved by it. Some people don't think that those lives are worth one American life, and that's okay. You're welcome to your opinion. But I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, but I do think the fact that the 70 people were saved, was it worth one American life? I don't know how you weigh it that way. I'm sorry. I wish that that hadn't been the case. I wish there wasn't even this problem, frankly. That would be much better, wouldn't it? 51 after on Good Day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Show, and it brings us into the queue for a conversation with Warren Eckstein, who is the host of the Pet Show. Lots of things to talk about today. It's Halloween week. There is a lot of information on Warren's blog about Halloween. What do you do with your dog? I say you do nothing with your dog, but that's just me. We'll find out what Warren's advice is in a moment here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Seen It Twilight is a Twilight-themed game of puzzles and trivia. And it's actually very well done. Seen It Twilight. It's a hit.
Between the snooze button in the shower, the commute, and the conference call, Starbucks Via makes it easy to enjoy a delicious, rich cup of coffee. Just add water, stir, and sip on your favorite Starbucks coffee right where you are. Starbucks Via. Look for it where you buy groceries.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, planning a party for your young child. How many guests should you invite? Here's the social science of it. Many parents don't realize that children go through four qualitatively different developmental stages as they grow from birth to age 12. As a result, too many people at a party when the child's not ready can spell disaster. But there's a way to use this developmental stage business to your advantage and create a well-controlled, well-planned party. If the child is 2, invite 2. If they're 3, then invite 3 children the same age to the party. If there are 8 same age children running around will make for a great party. What's the chief psychological trick? Take the age of the child, and that's the number of same age kids to invite. Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
All right, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. There are a lot of people wondering what they ought to do. You've posted a Halloween alert at Warren Eckstein's website and on your blog. So what's the alert? What do you want? The common sense approach to pets at Halloween.
Well, there are 5 basic things. Number one, we all know that kids are going to bring home lots of candy. There's candy all around the house. We talked about chocolate and how dangerous it can be for our pets. But I was speaking to a group of veterinarians the other day, Doug, and they were telling me that even more than the candy problem they see is the wrapper problem they see. People just assume that if the candy is gone and the wrappers are there, that's fine, but dogs and cats can be attracted to the wrappers. So please, whatever you do, put the candy away, put the wrappers away. I always have a little bowl in my house at Halloween with specific dog treats in them for my dog so he doesn't feel left out, but I know he's being healthy. Candles. People light those candles, the jack-o'-lanterns. They put all these candles in there. Very dangerous. Use the battery-operated candles. Very often dogs or cats will burn their nose. And trick-or-treaters will be coming to the door. And usually your friendly dog who loves Johnny next door and Sandy down the block, all of a sudden they're showing up dressed like Donald Trump or Barack Obama. And that might freak your dog out a little bit. So the best idea is during the trick-or-treating time, keep your dog or cat in a separate room, in a separate area. Turn on the TV. Let them watch scary movies, but keep them there. And also remember that Halloween night is a night of pranks, specifically for cats. Keep your cats, keep your dogs inside. Now, in terms of dressing up your pets for Halloween, some people are for it. Personally, my dogs walk around butt naked on Halloween, Doug, but the bottom line is, if your dog enjoys it, if your dog enjoys it, and you're in the house with the dog, don't take them with you trick-or-treating, and you want to put a little costume on it, as long as the dog enjoys it, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah. All right, so under the circumstances, I wanted to digress for a minute thinking about what John Stewart is doing, this animal sanctuary that's opening up in New Jersey. He and his wife have a farm in Watkins Glen. I don't know, that's not too far from where you were. I don't think Watkins Glen is sort of north and east a little of... isn't it Sharon Springs and up in that area there from...
He's in Jersey, though, right?
Isn't yeah, but he's got a farm already in Watkins Glen. Anyway.
Okay, yeah, Watkins Glen is where there's a big racetrack up there, so yeah, it's kind of not too far from Schoharie County.
Right, yeah, okay. Anyway, he's opening this animal sanctuary. I'm talking about opening a sanctuary on my farm for bovine, equine, and canine interests. Is this a trend? Is this something that you hear more about on your weekend program, The Pet Show?
Yeah, and it should be even a bigger trend. Thank you, and thank Jonathan Stewart, whatever his politics. So we may agree or disagree, but the bottom line is there's a definite need for this. The animals are dying, and we need these sanctuaries, and I'm glad that you might get involved in anything I can do, Doug, to help you out. But the bottom line is the animals are in dire straits, and sanctuaries like the one Jonathan's going to open or perhaps the one you're going to work on are definitely needed. There are many out here in Southern California. I work with a sanctuary right now that has over 1,800 animals there, dogs, cats, horses, and pigs, and they have an amazing, it's called Delta Rescue. They have an amazing life, and the alternative would be that they wouldn't be here. So sanctuaries, I think, are an up-and-coming thing, and it's a good idea.
All right, so you'll send me, I'd like some information. We'll publicize it at DougSteffen.com. Warren Eckstein, ThePetShow.com is his website.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime. While other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.